let's say a conventional woody biomass, mm-hmm. Typically you would be looking at 50 or so percent, just roughly, of liquid yield, and about 25 to 30% solid char yield, with the balance being gas, and that's pretty typical. As you start looking at other types of materials, more plant-like materials, reedy, grassy type materials, the liquid yields go down and you tend to get more gaseous products. The char is, you know, not too different, but you tend to get more gas, and it just really depends on the type of material and also, honestly, the temperature. So the numbers that I just gave you is sort of an optimum if you want to maximize liquid product. Mm-hmm. And so if we operate at higher temperatures, we start to cut down on the amount of liquid that we produce, and we get more gas, because higher temperatures will break apart the little fragments into smaller fragments that won't necessarily condense, and so we produce more gaseous fuel. And so it just kind of depends on what you really want to maximize for your application. And so, as Tom said, we've designed in that level of flexibility so you can operate clear down in what we call torrefaction range. And torrefaction is a term that just refers to a very mild pyrolysis. Think of it as a light roast, if you're thinking mm-hmm. of coffee mm-hmm. versus a dark roast. And so torrefaction just primarily dries the biomass and drives off a small amount of volatile material, but still leaves quite a bit of the solid. So it maximizes the amount of residual solid material, but it doesn't heat it to the point where it produces a true char, biochar, where it has the properties that individuals may want for soil amendment and so forth. But if you just want to increase its energy density some, you can do that with torrefaction. And then the higher you heat it, which of course costs energy and money, the higher you heat it, then the higher the energy density of that solid product.